From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, May 30th. Residents in Butte County's fire-prone areas have been looking over proposed emergency assembly points and evacuation routes. As NSPR's Eric Adams reports, the county has been hosting a series of feedback sessions that wraps up in June.
Here at the Concow Yankee Hill stop, more than a dozen residents gather around map posters with the new routes identified, all while voicing suggestions and concerns to county officials.
The project has been an open house format so people can come and go.
That's Paula Daniluk of the county's Development Services Department.
That gives us opportunities to have some really good conversations one-on-one with the citizens and residents that live in the area.
Since these areas' residents have experienced so many fires and evacuations over the years, Daniluk says, they provide vital input. The following community visit was to Feather Falls, an area that was affected by the North Complex fire in 2020. Sandy Barassa owns the Gold Flake Saloon and Cafe, which hosted that gathering. Barassa says the deterioration of some parts of Feather Falls' Lumpkin Road has gone too far.
It is not a safe place to drive, and it surely won't be a safe place to drive in an emergency. It is the only road that we have in and out.
Concerns like these made it onto post-it notes that were then stuck to a designated feedback section of the maps on display. County staff told NSPR that they will be reviewing this feedback and hope to propose changes by the end of summer. The next and final feedback session will take place on June 11th in Biggs. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Yuba and Sutter County bus riders who use an app to track when the bus will arrive will no longer have access to that service. Yuba Sutter Transit announced on Tuesday that it's discontinuing its mobile Double Map bus tracking app at the end of this month. The app allows riders to track a bus along its route. According to information on its website, the Transit Authority is looking for a replacement application as part of an ongoing project to improve its service. And Shakespeare in the Park makes its return to Chico this week. The first show was last night. The Taming of the Shrew will be performed at Cedar Grove in Bidwell Park. The production is described as a daring reimagining of Shakespeare's classic farce. Performances will run through June 9th. This will be the North State Theater Group Legacy Stage's fourth Shakespeare season. Last year, the group performed As You Like It. And the Butte Canal has been dry for nearly 10 months, while its owner, Pacific Gas and Electric, considers the feasibility of returning it to service. PG&E isn't required to continue operating the canal, but some Magalia residents have come to rely on the water. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The canal was taken out of service in August after water from a rupture washed sediment into Butte Creek. Since then, PG&E has been assessing the canal's condition and value to the company. It's more than a century old, and PG&E spokesperson Paul Moreno said fixing it would be costly.
And we discovered some maintenance issues, some pretty minor and some more serious that will require regulator approval. We're continuing to evaluate.
Before the rupture, some Magalia residents had been able to draw water from the canal, but the utility isn't obligated to keep the water flowing. To offset the loss, the company has been delivering domestic water to about 60 residents. But Moreno says the company has encouraged residents to develop their own alternate water supply. If PG&E does decide to restore Butte Canal, he cautions it will be several years before it can carry water again. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
Paradise Elementary will receive federal help replacing their school buses. The school district is among those from California slated to receive part of the $91.2 million from the U.S. EPA's Clean School Bus Program. They'll replace their diesel school buses with zero-emission models. The EPA selected the districts through a lottery system. Along with reducing greenhouse gas emissions, the switch to zero-emission buses will save the district's money. And Chico State is among the universities that will receive part of $6.4 million to support Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. The funding will contribute to culturally responsive learning communities, advising services, and mental health counseling. 19 of the CSU's 23 campuses received the funds. More than 16% of CSU students identify as Asian or Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. And finally, California education leaders released a report yesterday on unequal outcomes in Black student education. The report addresses ongoing disparities 70 years after the landmark Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision. CAP Radio's Tony Rodriguez has more.
Lawmakers, students, and educators met in Sacramento to discuss the state of California's Black education and justice. In 1954, the Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision aimed to end racial segregation in public schools, declaring that separate but equal is inherently unequal. Despite this ruling, significant educational disparities for Black students persist. The report was released by ACLU California Action at its State of Black Education address. It identifies 24 areas of unequal outcomes in education for Black students. Lead researcher Dr. Amir Whitaker identified California as the third most segregated state for Black students.
And people often think that California is not segregated or is bad or unequal as the Deep South or other areas, when the truth is, if you look at the data, some of the inequalities here are actually worse. Some of the inequalities here are actually wider and greater.
Assemblymember Mia Bonta stressed to the attendees the importance of tackling deep-rooted racist issues.
When I came to the legislature, I was still very shocked. Shocked that we would have individual legislators who would deny young Black men and women from their ability to have an equal education.
The report emphasized two findings in the state. The first being school closures are the most common on campuses with predominantly Black students. The second is what the report refers to as a Black exodus, due to a 47% decrease in Black student enrollment over the past 20 years. I'm Tony Rodriguez, CAP Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, May 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.